And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 26th of November, 2009, Thanksgiving Day, a holiday that goes back to 1621 and the Puritan colony in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's the birthday of the man who brought us Peanuts, the cartoonist Charles Schulz, born in St. Paul, 1922, the novelist Marilyn Robinson, born in Sandpoint, Idaho, 1943. Her first novel was Housekeeping, came out in 1980, seemed to come out of nowhere. People couldn't wait to see what she would write next. But she wrote a nonfiction book about nuclear waste in England and some essays about philosophy and theology, took a teaching job in Iowa, took a job as a deacon at her church, took her more than 20 years to write her second novel, Gilead. It came out in 2004, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. It's the birthday of the science writer Jonathan Weiner, born in New York City, 1953, author of The Beak of the Finch, a story of evolution in our time. And it was on this day in 1922, the archaeologist Howard Carter and his patron, Lord Carnarvon, became the first people in over 3,000 years to enter the tomb of the child pharaoh of Egypt, Tutankhamun. It was located along the Nile River in the Valley of the Kings. The prevailing opinion among Egyptologists at the time was that all of the ancient pharaoh's tombs had been found, but Howard Carter was convinced there were more. His patron, Lord Carnarvon, was impatient after financing Carter for years and years, and announced that he was about to cut off funding when, in early November 1922, as his diggers were sifting through debris above some ancient workers' huts, a young boy who was bringing them jars of drinking water uncovered a limestone step. The workers dug up the debris and the stones. They uncovered an entire staircase, which led to a tomb, and on the plaster that sealed the door was the seal of the Royal Necropolis Police from back in the 14th century B.C. So Howard Carter stopped the digging, had the workers rebury the staircase, sent a cable to Lord Carnarvon back in England. Lord Carnarvon came to Egypt, and on this day in 1922, Howard Carter broke the sealed door, and he and Lord Carnarvon entered the tomb of King Tut. Carter wrote, "At first I could see nothing, but as my eyes grew accustomed to the light, details emerged slowly, strange animals, statues, and gold, everywhere the glint of gold. There were golden chariots and funeral beds and little ships for the pharaoh's journey to the other world, and plates, a gold throne, statues, jewelry, and a solid gold coffin." Most of the items from the tomb are housed at the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, but part of the exhibition travels occasionally, and now 50 of the objects buried with King Tutankhamun are on display in San Francisco at the De Young Museum, an exhibition that goes on through the month of March. The mummy is still there in the tomb in the Valley of the Kings. Here's a poem for today by Alicia Suskin Ostreicher, entitled In Sickness and Health. My friend, whose husband will soon succumb to cancer, loves to lie next to him at night, to smell him and feel the warm stomach and flanks through his pajamas. The two of them are glad he can still walk the streets of New York, still get tickets to the Philharmonic on impulse. They never fight anymore. In Sickness and Health, a poem by Alicia Suskin Ostreicher, from The Book of 70, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.